This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm getting a little better at this, though. I don't let little things throw me off anymore, like the keypad for the video is not working, but hey, what the hey? It's only batteries. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And I appreciate the time you're telling your friends about the show, telling your friends about what is going on in the real world. Okay? You really got to let people know what's going on in the real world. Seriously. I mean, they live in a little fantasy world, and they're being told that everything is hunky-dory, right? Obama's got us covered. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these people, they've got some real serious issues, these people. And it's all about, you know, how I talked about it earlier a little bit, about how there's always a problem, always a problem when it comes to minorities, how we don't treat them right. They don't get enough work. Whatever it is, all this stuff that we do to them. Like, we get up in the morning, these people are obsessed with minorities. And so much so that they sit there thinking about what we might be doing to minorities all day long. They don't have jobs, most of them. I don't know. Whatever. But think about this. That's what they're obsessed doing. It's kind of what they do consistently. They're out looking for what we do to oppress the minorities. When in reality, we may not be doing anything to oppress the minorities. I know I don't get up in the morning to do so. So anyhow, I just had that thing on my screen. Where is he? My buddy. No, that's not it. That's not it. Perfect. I'm very good at this, at screwing things up like this. I mean, seriously. Oh, and I've got all kinds of stuff later on in the show that somebody had sent me from the LGBTQ community. Here we go. So apparently Tyler Perry is being beat up by the press because he doesn't hire enough blacks, or he doesn't cast enough. Now, have any of you seen Tyler Perry's movies? I'm not making fun because I think it's perfect. You know, when you write about things, you know, when you write about the way you grew up, I'm not so sure because I didn't grow up with the guy, but I would venture to say that Tyler did not grow up in an all-white community. That the things he writes about are things that he wrote about that happened in his life. And I'm sure that it didn't happen to him in an all-white community. You know what I'm saying? So there, Tyler Perry defended himself after he was criticized for casting only white actors to star in his new series, Too Close for Home. The 46-year-old filmmaker was attacked for who he hired. He said it shouldn't matter because people are people. Oh my, no, see, now what he did, that is a capital offense. According to the political correctness police. I mean, think about it. Right? People are people? Oh, no. If you don't segregate them out by colors, separate them out by color, size, ethnicity, no. That's bad. He goes on to say, Are you really asking me about that, Perry said to the reporter. That's so ridiculous, man. People are people. People just need to let... It's ridiculous, he says. If you write a story about a woman and a man who's having a pain and issues and trying to get over things, it's the same way for a black person as a white person. People are people. Man, you people need to let this go. These are his words, not mine. Right? And he goes on to say, oh, here, let me see. If I can play this, this would be cool. Because sometimes I can't. Whoops. Hello.
A little bit of criticism for casting so much white folks in this new film. I don't think it's fair, but I mean, is there something to...
Are you really asking me about that?
Oh, Lord.
Are you really asking me about that?
It's just in the...
It's so ridiculous, man. People are people, and people just need to let... It's ridiculous. If you write a story about a woman and a man who's having pain and issues and trying to get over things, it's the same way for a black person as a white person or anybody else. So that's just ridiculous. People are people, man. People need to let all that go.
He just looked at that kid and he walked away from him. You know what I mean? And this is what we need to do. We need to do more of this. I don't care if you are white and you feel the need to stop and defend yourself. Don't defend yourself. Defend humanity, if you would. Defend the right... Just defend the right position. Do not defend, be worried about what it looks like or what have you. Just like he said, here's a black man. I've had other blacks on this show, and every one of them say the same thing. People are people. Treat everybody the same. Truly treat people with equality. You can only worry about you to a big degree, right? I mean, you can help right some wrongs around you, but for the most part, make sure you got it together and you're not treating people differently. He says that I'm so sick of folks asking me why I have a show full of white folks. Nobody asked Norman Lear why he wrote for black people all those years. People are people. I mean, some of you guys my age would remember Norman Lear. What are the 222 was a classroom, a school. I mean, I don't have the list in front of me, but some of you in the chat room would know. All those, remember those 70s good times, black family moving up. What about the Jeffersons? Another black family moving up? I mean, here was a white Jewish guy doing nothing but writing about black families. And his writers weren't black. His writers were all old Jewish guys, too. He had a bunch of old white Jews writing about a bunch of black people. Wow. And everybody got along. Everybody was making money. Everybody was happy. Guess we can't do that anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrea Nelson joins me after the break. You're going to try to help me make sense of all this pop culture craziness. Although it won't. It doesn't matter what you do. I still can't figure it out. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Please answer the question.
Gary. Well, that was good. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
You get a shiver.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, I want to thank those who have noticed that the camera is a lot clearer. Well, I couldn't take it. You guys are, it's blurry. It looks so blurry. What's wrong with you? Smoke in the place or what? No, no smoke in the place. We cleared it up. It's working fine. Thank you. Appreciate your help. Now get back to watching and commenting. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Amy Nelson joins me, as she does now every week, to talk about the pop culture crazies going on out there. And why we even care, I don't know, but heck, whatever. Andrea, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, hey, let's get right to it. We have a bunch of stories tonight, and you and I always run out of time, so we might as well just jump right in. Okay, one of my favorite things to pick on and beat on and talk about is Beyonce. And, again, with the whole Black Lives Matter thing on the red carpet, she pulled the mothers of Black Lives, Black mothers who had lost sons to quote-unquote violence, all right? Now, one of the mothers up there is Michael Smith's mother, right? Michael Brown, I'm sorry, not Smith. And the whole thing was about violence. That's what she was trying to bring attention to, violence. So why, would you bring up, you know, again, we found out hands up, don't shoot was a lie. Here you got Michael's mother up there. What could she possibly be trying to drive home that's a positive thing with all of this?
Honestly, sometimes I question whether Beyonce is coming with a sincere passion for the social or political change. I think she really just wants to draw attention to her music and sell more albums, to be honest. I mean, she at the VMAs, and you're referencing the VMAs, which was over the weekend, which I'm sure you watched.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you recorded.
It's like I watch it over and over and over again. Oh,
that's
yeah,
what sure. I thought, yeah. But you know, when she went up to accept an award that night, she doesn't even mention it. She doesn't even allude to the fact that she has these guests who are going to draw considerable attention, obviously. And she doesn't even mention it. So, I mean, it just begs the question, what was the reason for them being there? Now, she has this song, Formation, which is one video of the year. And that's, she accepted that award. And at the end of this video, yes, it does highlight, you know, violence and the pain and of what that looks like in the Black community, which is true. You know, so on the one hand, okay, is she paying respect to these mothers who have lost their children to violence? Okay, well, I mean, maybe. I think sometimes we sit here and we overanalyze and we overthink about it.
Uh-huh.
And to be quite honest with you, the audience at the VMAs is probably not that highly educated, and they're probably just, that's what they see. They saw this music video, they know this music video about violence, and she brings these guests, and is it making a political statement? You know, I'm not really sure that it is, because she doesn't ever say anything. She doesn't even draw attention to
it. But she doesn't really have to say anything, right? In her position, I mean, she just has to allude to the fact. Now, here's the thing. If she really wanted to, here's my personal opinion. If she really wants to draw attention to Black violence, then why don't you bring the 1920, I mean, there's been 3,100 people shot in Chicago. Why don't you bring the mother of the 15-year-old girl, the good girl that was home in her room doing her homework, shot in the head by gang violence?
Joe, that's not who we're talking about this year. I mean, she knows, like I said, she's selling albums, right? So if these are events, these are current events that most people know and remember and, you know, have a reaction to, why not leverage that to sell some more records? I mean, that sounds really awful. I listen to myself.
No, I believe you. I don't think she really cares about this one iota. I think she, you know, she just wants more money. She wants to sell more. And can we really still call them albums? Aren't they little like CDs and... You pull them off the, I don't know, whatever.
Podcast.
Yeah, I mean, who really goes buy a vinyl anymore, right? Who would even know what a vinyl record was anymore?
Well, and to be fair, this is a video of the year, so really, you know, but...
Right.
Yes.
I don't care. That's the funny thing about it. Is I don't. The only thing I care about is that she tried to use these people incorrectly, and I just... So, hey, we're going to talk about something you and I don't talk about much on this show. Wieners, right? Like Mr. Wiener. Is, you know, again, showing off his wiener, feeling like the, you know, this could be a great skit to do. But anyway, he, I'll tell you what he does by himself with the photos and all that other stuff, I don't care. That's his headache. That's his business. The thing that bothered me about this photo, though, he was laying next to his son in bed, right? I mean, laying in, next to his son in bed. I don't know if you saw the photo. Pretty disgusting. And I'm thinking, that is one sick individual, don't you think?
Well, we've known that already, though. I mean, I read this, and, you know, I actually, a colleague of mine, you know, mentioned that, you know, he's in the news again, and to me, my first reaction was, of course he is. Like, no
You're
kidding.
No, I mean, I was stop.
Just, it's obvious. I mean, he just can't help himself. You know, he probably has, you know, he's got an addiction, somewhat of a problem. And so it was just a matter of time before we were going to be talking about it again. I mean, we all know that. You know, and I guess my question is, and certainly today, soon after this came out, his wife then announced, who's a close aide to Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the VP, and she immediately announced she's separating from him, which I thought was interesting. I mean, the timing of that, because we know that she's, you know, made a very, what seemed to be an intensely difficult decision to stay with him, and she was committed to it the first time, and this time it just took 3 hours, and she was like, I'm out.
Well, don't you think that, you know, being a married woman yourself, you would know if something was up, wouldn't you? I mean, you really, this is not new.
Absolutely, that's my point. Absolutely, that's my point. So I think there's something, something fishy about the whole thing and the fact that she was a target for a scandal in her own right just last week.
Yeah, what's that all about?
So she's been, you know, accused of some on the right of perhaps being, you know, because she works both the State Department as well as for the Clinton Foundation, that perhaps was a little too much co-mingling of the interests on either side. And because she worked on both, she was, you know, being used by the foundation to get a seat at the, in State Department meetings so that they would have influence with Hillary Clinton in her her role in the White House. So it does seem a little fishy. But, I mean, I think that now all of this story, you know, for her, brings all of that to the surface again, so puts her in the news. So not so surprising that in 3 hours she was over him. She was done. And, I, you know, perhaps that was just an effort to not be in the news anymore. I don't know. But certainly the timing is unfortunate for her. And the fact that, but, you know, being married to someone like him, I mean, it's just, you have to know it's a matter of time, right? I mean,
being married to somebody like him is unfortunate, period. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I will. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Hey, you've missed a health care deadline. You don't have any kind of health care. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty Health Share have the answer. Now, Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty Health Share gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty Health Share plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I'll just pull it right out. Andrea Nelson's on with me. She comes on with me every week to talk about some of the pop culture crazies that I just don't get or understand. So you sent me some of these stories, and I'm looking at the, you know, what is it, the what does that stand for, the VMA Awards? What is that? Help me out here. It's, come on, Video Something Awards. I can't hear you, so if you're talking to me, I can't hear nothing you're saying. So, anyway, the, I guess they're Video Music Awards. Maybe that's it. They're by MTV, so they must be like Video Music Awards. So, the, some of the people that we're seeing and talking about and talking to, like Kim Kardashian, the couple of Beyonce was on there, that kind of thing. And it's just craziness. Because they think they can get away with just about anything. So she sends me this picture. You there with me? Are you back yet? All right. So she sends me this picture. And in the picture, it's got the... What's this girl's name? Kardashian. The Kardashian girl. Kim Kardashian. Yeah, I tell you, I could trip over her in the street and wouldn't know who she was. She just looks like one of the girls I grew up with. And what's her name? Andrea, I think you got the mute on. Take your mute off or something. I can't hear you anymore. But the... So I'm looking at this picture of her. And I'm trying to figure out why she even bothered putting clothes on. No, seriously, I'm not being vulgar or anything. She's got what looks like somebody gave her a fishing net to throw over herself to somehow keep herself warm or something, or covered, or which is a joke and a half. Her honey, Kanye, is sitting next to her. And he's, let's see, he is in all white. Holding himself where no one should hold themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Anyway, the so she's at the awards, and apparently they need to explain, or they're being asked to explain, why they were all over each other at these VMA awards. The power couple was the toast of the room last night. Everyone wanted to take selfies with her or get him alone to hear one of his bizarre rants in person. But listen to the freaks that are behind all of this. Right? Think about it. Think of the freaks that are behind all of this and what they're doing. Beyonce? And this, anyway. So they had, they have front row seats there. They were married in 2004, and they were just all over each other, like anybody cares. And I don't know why, I still don't know why people care about these people so much. Do you know what I mean? There's my favorite sound right there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so are you with me? Can I hear you now? Oh, I love it. I don't know what's wrong with this thing. It's got to be her, not me. Use a regular phone. Anyway, so the why do we care about these people? I mean, I realize they're human beings. I get all that part. But the fact that they're all over each other was the talk of the town, was such a big deal. Yeah, anyhow, if I get her back, we'll talk to her about it, because I am lost by it. I don't get any of this stuff. I don't even get why you people care about this stuff. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Hillary Clinton, what does she do? She doing anything exciting? I love this. Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. I think that's great. So all this talk about David Duke, right? All this talk about how, God bless America. All this talk about how David Duke was the KKK guy that was the KKK guy that backed Fox. I mean, come on, I'm having a moment here. Let me reset. Right, David Duke was the leader of the KKK or high up in the KKK that supported Donald Trump or said that he supported Donald Trump's run. I'm correct, right? But why did everybody forget, totally forgets, Hillary's connection with the KKK? Or do you just not care? You know what I mean? So anyway, I think we have Andrea. You back?
I'm here.
Wow. Okay. So we'll get back to I tap danced around it, but I don't do a very good job at it. What are the VMA awards? I couldn't figure that out.
They're the Video Music Awards. You had it.
I did.
I mean, you.
Oh, cool.
I know you watch them every year, and don't pretend that you don't.
Yeah, that's me, the VMA guy. So. Why is this even a story? Why is this taking up Adams on the interweb? I mean, we're talking about how much PDA they showed. Seriously?
Well, I mean, the real, people like to. There's this power couple that you sometimes think cannot be real. First of all, for different reasons. I mean, Kanye and his tirades and his crazy behavior. I mean, you think really is he for real? And then. Her with her, large derriere and her famous for being famous.
Okay, you missed what I said. I said I could trip over this girl on the street and wouldn't know who she was.
You know what? Really?
Seriously, I am dead serious.
Really?
If she was, if you were going through a bunch of pictures and said to me, if you did it from the front anyway, and you said, "Who is this?" I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Exactly.
But if she was walking down the street in front of me and you said, "Who is that?" I'd say, "Well, it's got to be Kardashian. Look at her. She's got a wide load on the back of her butt." But go ahead.
But listen, so people are, they're interested. I mean, you could say maybe fascinated by this power couple because of for different reasons, various reasons, and the fact that they're a couple is sometimes odd. But they seem, so in love. I mean, they're smiling for the camera. She's flashing her brand new, beautiful diamond ring, And then backstage, the camera sees, sees them ignoring each other on each other's phone. I mean, on their own phones and acting like, they have other places that they could be. So, anyway, that's the you know, people like to speculate and say, like, you know, maybe there's trouble in paradise, or maybe it's just all for the camera.
Why do we care?
Why? Because it gives people something to talk about. I don't know. Or it makes them feel like their own lives are somewhat normal or not so depressing. And they can speculate about others.
I can't even watch
Real Housewives.
I'm looking at the two of them sitting there. I look at even her sandals. I don't think you could make a shoe for my granddaughter if you took the leather from both of her sandals and tried to make a shoe for her. I mean, the woman is wearing like nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's how they roll. I mean,
okay. The story.
That's how they roll. That's why people tune in, right?
Oh, come on.
Isn't that part of the appeal? Come on, Joe.
If you say so. No. All right. Let's stay on the VMA since this seems to be a hot topic for everybody. Why did Gabby Douglas? I don't even know who is Gabby Douglas. Why wasn't she at the VMA? Who cares? Why is the big whoop here?
You should know Gabby Douglas because we just talked about her last week. I mean, I know you don't pay attention to this stuff, but
no,
you gotta start taking notes or something. See, Gabby Douglas is an Olympian. She was on the Olympic gymnastics team this year. She just helped the team secure a gold medal. She competed 4 years prior. She's an Olympian. She's a champion. She's an Olympic American champion. But she didn't show up this year to the VMAs. And by the way, you might ask, why are they at the VMAs? They're Olympians.
I was going to ask. I was actually, that was right on the tip of my tongue. Why would we want Olympians at the VMA?
Well, because, again, it's newsworthy. I mean,
Wait. If Olympians don't show up at the Olympics, that's newsworthy, okay? But this is like the Gardner doesn't show up for the VMA. Who cares?
I mean, they're famous right now.
Sorry.
It's all about, remember.
We got to go for a break. I got to pay for the show, and then you can try to convince me why I even care why she didn't show up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Sex. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And that, you know what? That, don't send me anything about 70s music. I don't care. I like it. That's all I really care about. I am Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to my guest. I've got Andrea Nelson with me from the Clover Agency. She joins me every week and tries to help me work through all this pop culture crazy stuff that's going on out there that I just can't. I don't even think that I can't wrap my mind around it. I think we got to the point where I just don't really care to wrap my mind around it. You know what I'm saying? There's so much garbage out there. It just makes, like Kim Kardashian showing a little PDA out front and nothing behind the scenes. It's like, really, who cares? I mean, I lost 8 minutes of my life talking about somebody with a wide butt, and that's actually the only talent she really has. Okay? So, am I wrong here? I mean,
yeah, you really feel it.
It is the only talent that she has is showing the butt. Anyhow, we'll just move on from there. All right, so let me. You know, we didn't do this story. I think we've done stories like this, but the other night I did this story, and it really bothered me because they had I don't know if it was Missouri University or what it was, but I'm sure my producer will tell me at some point. But what happened was, they made the university pull down a page because it young men and women, or the kids, as I like to call them, said that the page promoted the rape culture. And the page was about telling your daughter, or telling women, you know, there are areas on campus, there are areas in and around town that you don't want to find yourself in a position where you've drank too much, you're incapacitated, you know, because it leaves you open to being raped, to being abused. And I always thought that was a smart thing for dad to do. Hey, you know what, honey, you're going away to college, you're not home, you're not used to, they're not all your friends. Here's the things you want to watch out for. I think that's what a father does. But according to these people, that's promoting rape culture. If I try to tell my daughter there's a chance she could get raped if she drinks too much at a party, I'm promoting a rape culture. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, if you're a parent, you have the right to, you know, educate your children any way that you want to. I mean, so that, first of all, I don't really give this that much credit. But, you know, I think that the rape culture in college campuses is something that we absolutely cannot ignore anymore.
Sure.
I mean, you have to talk about it. You can't not address it, whether on college campus or off, you know, as part of, you know, as parents. It's there. It exists. And if we don't talk about it, it doesn't mean it goes away.
Right.
So, you know, if you're not allowed to talk about it because it promotes the culture, doesn't mean that culture is not there. It doesn't mean that my child is any more safe on your campus than if I don't mention it. I don't bring it up. As a matter of fact, you know, you could argue they're less safe. I've been over, like, completely frustrated in the last couple of weeks that I have friends who are parents of new college students who are driving across country, dropping their freshmen off for the first time in another place, at another school, and they're living on campus and they're having the full college experience, which I enjoyed, and I mean, I can't wait, on the one hand, for my kids to experience that, because for me, it was such an amazing time of my life.
Right.
You know, you gain great life skills, you learn to live on your own, there's just so many wonderful things about that experience. But I'm reading now articles, which I know you're familiar with, but some of these that show what, you know, driving on campus with your freshman girl, prepared to drop her off for the time of her life in this new chapter of her life, and you see great big signs that say freshman daughter drop off, and for 18 years, and for she's called you daddy for 18 years, and now it's our turn. I mean, as a parent of that child, I cannot, in my right mind, bring myself to drop my child at that institution. I would turn the car around. I would not send a dollar or a dime to that school, any school, that allows that kind of, whatever you call, free speech, if you want to call it that. I mean, that is unbelievably dangerous. And
I told you what I would have done. I would have pulled up and said, honey, don't get out of the car. Wait right here. And I would have gone in and taken care of business.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I would not have wanted to have anything to do with the entire college, all the way from, you know, starting at the top. I mean, an administration that they have to know what's going on. These signs are huge.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're.
But do they care?
Feet high. They're, you know, 8 feet wide. They're hanging on these huge, you know, fraternity halls.
But the question is, do they care?
Would they care if it affected their, you know, tuition numbers? If suddenly enrollment's down? I mean, mm-hmm. Would they care then?
Oh, I
mean, I'm talking about how you parents, in their right mind, know that it's happening at some of these schools and send their children there. I mean, that, what is to make administration sit up if not for enrollment numbers down because this kind of thing is circulating on social media? This is unbelievably disgusting. I don't know anybody who would, like, read this and think, oh, well, that's perfectly acceptable.
Or
it's their right to free speech. I mean, I really don't. Maybe
you don't think some disconnected parents would look at that and just go, they just call it kids being stupid. And we do blow off a lot to that kind of mindset, don't we?
I don't know those parents. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to say no way, absolutely not. But I mean, I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
Honestly, to send money, because these places are not free. You know, you're a consumer of of a product, of an educational product at these institutions. You don't send them there for no money. It's not like you can say, well, at least they're getting a free education. No, you're actually writing a check. Who does that?
Yeah, no, I hear you, and I agree with you. I think they're it's really interesting that once your kids go off to college, there's so many parents that I know that think that, you know, their job for all intents and purposes has stopped. And I go, no, your job hasn't stopped. These kids, and they're still kids, they don't really understand what they're up against here. You can't leave them on their own like that. At least that's my mindset. Anyway, so yeah, you did send me that. And I'm looking at the signs now, and I'm thinking I could have some real fun with that. Just let me go. Let me and a few other fathers go deal with that, and we'll have some real fun with it. Anyhow. All right. Last but not least, you sent me something on Facebook trending, which means absolutely nothing to me overall, but it said the trending section makes editorial gaffe after changes to reduce political bias. Now, before we get into this, now, you know, I'm probably one of the worst spellers you know. I'm probably one of the worst guys when it comes to grammatical errors and such. And if I can read Facebook and read some of the stuff that their staff put up, and it's wrong, and I can't understand it, and it's spelled wrong, it's bad. So do you find, are you seeing more and more and more of that on some of these sites and what have you, when these people are posting for the, like, NBC News and places like that?
Just today, it's funny that you mentioned that, and it wasn't on social media exactly, but I was watching Fox News, a story, and there was a graphic that came up where the statistics were totally wrong. In fact, there was two columns or three columns of statistics on each one, and as the voiceover is announcing, or the commentator is announcing the statistics, they're totally wrong. They're like opposite. So now I'm confused. Wait, is this one 10% and this one 1%, or is it the other way around? Is the way he read them. I mean, I think these kinds of oversights happen so much now, and you see them a lot online, and I don't know if it's an issue of getting the news out as fast as possible or being the first one to, you know, set to publish and tweet to get the story out and get it trending. But if that's what it is, an effort to get the story, and yes, it's spelled wrong, there's grammatical errors. I wonder, who are these people that, you know, Are they uneducated? So I don't know. I see it in my job frequently. But the issue with Facebook was that they're, you know, that they've been attacked, you know, in the past, recent past, for being too liberal. They're trending articles because, you know, they're articles that they want trending. You know, they have a liberal bias, and they've been accused of that. So they tried to change their ways in an effort to be not so biased. But then they showed their bias again. So they just can't help themselves. That's basically the gist.
You know that
pretty much don't believe anything you see that Facebook's trending. You know, just take it with a grain of salt.
Well, it's what you and I talked about it off air a little bit. We're also with the Liberty Alliance Group, and there's some great writers there, some great people there with the Liberty Alliance Group. And we saw it happen to us on Facebook on this show where we went from reaching 200,000 a night down to, you know, 5,000 a night, and I'm saying that's impossible. I can't be that bad. And you know, then I find out from the other people in the group, the same thing is happening with them, that they're all getting hit and hitting and get hit hard. What could you think other than they are probably one of the most, Liberty Alliance is one of the most trafficked conservative websites on the internet today. So,
It's about profit. It's about Facebook going. It's about.
So you think it's not because they don't like conservatives. You think it's because they want money from us to do what they're doing.
I mean, I think that. Well, I think there's two different issues. I think there's always been the issue of them wanting. You know, they're having to be accountable to their shareholders, and they need to show that they're making money.
All right, real quick.
But they have a liberal bias.
Tell people where they can find you. I wasn't watching the clock.
They can find me on Twitter at Andrea N. DLC is my Twitter handle, or my website at cloveragency.com. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We're going to dedicate some time to that football freak. That's always good. To that football freak who thinks he can do whatever he wants. We'll be right back.